CRI News, this is Wen Jie. China's foreign ministry has announced that Premier Li Keqiang will visit the Philippines later this month. Ministry spokesperson Hua Junying says Li Keqiang will attend a series of high-level meetings, including the 12th East Asia Summit from November 12th to 16th in the Philippine capital, Manila. The spokesperson adds that he will also attend the 20th China-ASEAN 10+1 leaders meeting and the 20th ASEAN-China, Japan and Republic of Korea 10+3 leaders meeting. China's top legislature has adopted a revision to its law against unfair competition. The legislation has been adopted by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress. An official with the Standing Committee says the revision will better address new problems emerging in the market and protect the rights and interests of both business operators and consumers. The revised law states that e-commerce operators should not deceive or mislead consumers by faking sales volume or user comments. U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in Japan at the start of his first official visit to Asia. He was greeted by officials and U.S. military personnel on his arrival at the Yokota Air Force Base on the outskirts of Tokyo. The president addressed U.S. service members at the base before meeting Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Japan is the first stop on Trump's five-nation Asia tour. South Korea's presidential Blue House has asked people to warmly welcome U.S. President Donald Trump, who will make a state visit to the country on Tuesday. A presidential spokesperson says the government will treat President Trump as a state guest with respect and warmly welcome him in a bid to turn his visit into an opportunity to make bilateral relations a great alliance. Trump will hold a summit meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Tuesday, delivering a speech to the National Assembly the next day before leaving for China. Rallies both welcoming and opposing Trump's travel to South Korea were held Saturday in central Seoul. Elderly conservative voters hailed his visit, but anti-Trump protesters claimed his fiery rhetoric toward North Korea escalated military tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Typhoon Damri has left at least 27 dead and 22 others missing after plowing into Vietnam's central and southern regions on Saturday. While not overly powerful, it destroyed hundreds of homes, caused blackouts and landslides that blocked roads and rail transport in some affected areas. Saudi-led coalition war planes have waged a series of airstrikes on military targets in the Yemeni capital Sana'a. The airstrikes have come shortly after Yemen's Houthi rebels fired ballistic missiles towards Saudi capital Riyadh and hit its main airport. Targets of the bombing in Yemen include several military bases in Sana'a, the presidential palace, and the national security headquarters. There were no reported casualties from the airstrikes overnight and early Sunday morning. On Saturday night, the Shiite Houthi rebels fired the long-range ballistic missile towards Riyadh. The Saudi government said the missile fell and exploded north of the airport, but caused no casualties, adding that the air traffic was not disturbed. Saudi Arabia has reportedly arrested 11 princes and 38 sitting and former senior officials over corruption charges. The arrest orders were made by a panel Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud formed on Saturday, headed by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The charges against the arrested vary from signing illegal armed deal, money laundering, embezzlement, accepting or giving bribes, and exploitation of power. Local media say more arrests are expected to take place in the coming days. The wave of arrests, first of its kind, is seen as a move to pave the way for the government's new and intolerant approach against corruption. Iran's foreign ministry says the resignation of the Lebanese Prime Minister, Saad Hariri, is aimed to create tension in Lebanon and the region. A ministry statement says the resignation shows Hariri is playing in a field prepared by those who wish ill for the region, and the winner of this game is both Arab countries and the Zionist regime of Israel. On Saturday, Hariri announced his resignation, claiming that it stemmed from a rejection of Iran's political overextension in the region. He also implicated Lebanese Hezbollah Shiite group in what he views as Iran's race to regional domination. The Iranian Foreign Ministry has rejected Hariri's comments against Iran. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.